This is KN4RJN. Radio check, please.
In full quieting, John and Gerald York.
Hey, Tom. I'm glad this thing's working now. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Shane was just telling me he caught the tail end of that comet going by. I'd forgotten about it. I know you'll know the name and everything, but it was a relatively close pass, and he said it was really beautiful with a long tail.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we actually got the scope out last night, and it took me a while, but I finally found it. My wife could see it naked eye, but I couldn't, so then I got the binoculars out, and because of her way her eyes are, she couldn't see it through the binoculars, but I could. Between the two of us, we finally got the scope on it, invited my neighbor over, and I just went out this evening. It'll be actually visible in the sky through most of the rest of October, disappear, maybe the week of Halloween, possibly the week before that, but it's out there this evening, and it's got a long tail, and it was actually a little easier to spot tonight than it was last night. I think we had some hazy skies up here, but find it, look at it if you can. It won't be back for like 80,000 years or something like that.
Said 52,000 or something. Doesn't matter. If you don't see it now, you're not going to see it later. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Shane was up, headed towards his house up north, and he went over to get a better view of it, and just as he pulled up behind another car with a couple in it, they said you just missed it. But he did get a view of it before then. He wanted to try to catch a picture. What's the path of it? Which direction should I look from my place down here?
This is KN4RJN. Go out at right after sunset. Look to the west, kind of maybe a little bit south, southwest. But it's just to the left of the sun. If you can spot Venus, it's between Venus and the next brightest star over is Altair. Or Alstar. Anyway, there's another bright star over to the right of the sun. Anyway, it's between those two. So, and it'll be fairly low on the horizon. As it gets dark, look, 25, 30 degrees, maybe up. And just get a good pair of binoculars if you got them, and just kind of scan the sky. And when you find it, you'll know it.
So somewhere between 220, 250, somewhere in that area. Yeah, I've seen Venus out there recently, Bernice. She didn't know if it was an airplane or Venus. I think it turned out to be, this time it was an airplane, wasn't it, Bernice? But, Venus is always pretty to see out there, John. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I got it wrote down here, and I will look for it tomorrow.
It is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's to the right of Venus and basically to the left of where you can tell the sun is setting. And just kind of scan that area slowly up until until you spot it. And I put the binoculars on it this evening. I didn't drag the scope out. But that tail is incredibly long. if you can follow it with binoculars, you can see how it fades out eventually. But that's a long tail on that sucker.
Isn't that good? I got some Leopold binoculars in the back of the car. I think they're 830s or something like that, but they're pretty good. They're not real high-end or nothing like Leitz or some of the better glasses are out there, but gee, many, they cost a mint, and I just don't use them that often, but they'll suffice. Well, we had an adorable day today, pills and bills, and Bernice went through a chemical stress test today, and she got good results back, so now she can have her hip surgery. They was concerned, and everything come back okay, nothing's changed, and maybe they can get her on a waiting list and move her up. It's got to be January before they can operate on her.
is KN4RJ, and yeah, I'm waiting on my doctor to schedule my other hip replacement. Had the left one done a couple of years ago, and now the right one's going downhill. So, and he's scheduled at least 4 weeks out. So I said, you know, hey, whatever. As soon as you can get me in, let's get this taken care of, because I don't want to be, you know, still limping around and recovering. You know, come next 4th of July, I'd like to be able to walk. So, you know, or walk more than a city block without having to stop. So, yeah, I feel her pain all too well. You tell her I said hi, and I wish you the best.
Listen to you, John. She said thank you. She's going to Dr. Shirley, but right now it's scheduled for January 27th, and it's already been about a month since we went. It just really amazes me. I asked a person down there one day how many operating rooms there were. She said 34. My gosh, and you got to schedule that far out.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I had gone to him back in, God, I guess it was July, and he said, let's take some X, because it was getting bad. Or yes, actually, it was before that. I think it was June, April, May, somewhere around there. Spring, it was getting pretty bad. So let's take some X-rays. He says, that doesn't show anything. He says, let's try some cortisone shots and some physical therapy. So we piddled around with that for about a month and a half. That didn't do any good. So he said, okay, I'm going to send you for an MRI. This was in August. It took him 2 weeks to get the results of the MRI back because they're short-staffed. And then there were some communications foul-ups, and so... finally got hold of the scheduler, and she says, well, he's about 4 weeks out, so she had to send the thing over to my regular doctor to get approval for that and all that crap. So that finally came back, so I'm waiting for the scheduler to call me, and if he's still 4 weeks out, then I'm looking at, you know, Thanksgiving or thereabouts before we get this thing taken care of. So yeah, I so much sympathize with you, Bernice, if you're listening, and I know what you're going through.
Never complained about anything, but this is, he just looked at the x-rays and he said, no question, it's bone on bone. And they didn't even do an MRI. But is your doctor Dr. Shirley also?
This is KN4RJ, and my doctor is Dr. Daldorf, and he's done about a million of these. The x-ray on my left hip that they did a couple of years ago, the x-ray was plain. It was bone on bone. But the one on my right hip didn't really show it, so he sent me for the MRI, and the MRI showed it. Not only was it bone on bone, but there's a collar on your hip bone socket of cartilage, and I forget what they call it, what the medical term for it is, but it's basically like a collar, and it makes the socket a little bit deeper. Well, there's a tear in that sucker. And he says, if you were, you know, a 20-year-old athlete, if this happens to them, we can just go in and we can fix that. But you're neither 20 nor are you athletic. I said, no, I'm not. So I'm a little bit past 20 by about 50 years. So he said, the only thing we can do is just do a hip replacement. I said, okay, well, let's get her done. And I've been waiting for him to get her done since, so it seems like forever.
And, John, where are you at that they can do it that quick? Spartanburg Hospital or something? This is Prisma. And it'll be done in Greer.
This is KN4RJ, and I'm up in North Carolina, Tom. I'm up near Greensboro. And Greensboro's got, I think, more hospitals than they've got bars. But just got to find one that'll take my insurance. I've got Medicare and TRICARE for life. And on the left hip, when they did it a couple of years ago, they actually scheduled it in a surgery center that didn't take TRICARE. I said, that ain't going to work. You're going to have to find another one. So they found another one, and we went to there. I can't remember the name of the hospital now. But so he's got privileges in several different hospitals in Greensboro. I think every doctor in Greensboro's probably got privileges in every other doctor's hospital. So they bounce around. They've got quite a network up here.
Well, that sounds great. Well, see, QRZ just shows you 8.9 miles away from me. And I don't know where Greensboro's at, John. But you need to go into QRZ, I guess. If I'm wrong, tell me. And put in longitude and latitude coordinates. and long path, it says you're 24,847.9 miles.
This is KN4RJN. No, I'm not quite that far away from it. I'm about 165, 170 miles from the repeater, which is why I'm doing all this through Echolink. But Greensboro's in the eastern part of North Carolina, known as the Triad. You got Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. Up in that area, we're kind of north in some way from, we're north of Charlotte, but we're quite a bit, we're not on the coast and we're not in the mountains, we're kind of in the middle there somewhere, but it's the eastern half of the state. So when the hurricane came through, we got a little bit of rain and wind, but we didn't get quite the devastation they had in the western part. So yeah, I'm way far from the repeater. If I'll have to go and look at my. I post stuff on my QRZ page, links to different things, but I hadn't looked at my address, and I thought I had changed that, but if not, I'll go in and fix that.
Usually I can tell immediately if you're on Echolink. You sound great. You got a picture on there, too. I got it zero in Salem and Durham, and we went up to Raleigh one time. Our nephew flies 787s, and he put us up for a night in a hotel up there if we'd just come up there and visit with him when he flew in from somewhere overseas into Raleigh. And we got to visit with him and another pilot there and stay the night. And it's a pretty good drive up there for us old folks.
This is KN4RJN. No, my address is correct on QRZ. It's Brown Summit, North Carolina. I just popped over there real quick to see if I had changed. I had. But, yeah, Raleigh's about an hour. About an hour for me. Further east and a little south.
Yeah, I put it in right. Yeah. KN4RJN. Let's look over here. It's got a bunch of stellarium, meteor showers, space weather, stuff in space. And if you go over to, it says Brown Summit. Okay. But if you go to detail, it says the distance is only 8.9 miles from us. So what I'm thinking is your longitude latitude is wrong on there, John, but I don't know for sure.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I just looked. I had never looked at the details on that thing, but it's still showing me South Carolina, so I'm going to have to edit that somehow. I'll figure it out. but I changed my address, and I didn't even look at the detail thing. But, yeah, it's showing, that I don't think that longitude and latitude are correct. I'll see if I can edit that and fix that. Anyway, you have a good one, Tom. We got about, 10... more like 7 minutes to net. So I'll clear on out of here. Bernice, you take care of that hip until they can get it fixed. I know I can't walk more than a city block without it starting to hurt, especially if I try to keep up with my wife. So you all have a good evening, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. Tom, you have a good one. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
For jumping in there, John, I really enjoy visiting with you. And Bernice said thank you very much, and she's the same way. She has to use a cane. She's not using a walker much yet, but that's not like her. She's a tough farm girl from up in Kansas. Take care, John. KN4RJN in 0GR73, John. And thanks for the information on the comment.
Roger that. You have a good one. KN4RJN out.